Bernadette, how goes the hunt for bridesmaid dresses?
Well, if you don't mind looking like an orange traffic cone, great.
Girlfriends, I have the answer to our dress problems.
Really?
12 years ago, my cousin Irene and her entire family died in a horrific carbon monoxide accident the night before her wedding.
That's horrible.
Yes and no. All those bridesmaids' dresses remain unused and available to us for free. So it seems that cloud of odorless deadly gas had a silver lining after all. Check it out. Still in the bags. The gowns, not the bridesmaids.
I don't know. Dead people's dresses?
Yeah, and cap sleeves,
I was hoping you wouldn't notice. Irene was always a slave to a good bargain when it came to clothes, and sadly, as it turned out, space heaters.
Ladies, please. These four walls once housed an intellectual salon where the mind received nourishment as well as the stomach. But through no one's fault, Penny, the quality of dinner conversation in this apartment has declined. And again, I'm looking at no one in particular. Penny.
Fine. What would you like to talk about, Sheldon?
What would you like to talk about, Sheldon? Why do you hate us?
I've prepared a number of topics that should appeal to both the advanced and novice conversationalists.
Okay, that time you looked at me.
Who didn't? Your skin is like alabaster. Do you even have pores?
Topic one, faster-than-light particles at CERN, paradigm-shifting discovery, or another Swiss export as full of holes as their cheese, and converse.
All right, who wants to go to my apartment and look at bridal magazines?
Oh, me.
Through no one's fault, Sheldon, we're leaving.
Wait for moi.
You're leaving?
Sheldon, sometimes you forget. I'm a lady. And with that comes an estrogen-fueled need to page through thick, glossy magazines that make me hate my body.
Huh. New topic. Women. Delightfully mysterious or bat-crap crazy.
Totally. What's wrong with cap sleeves? If you have the right figure for it, they're adorable.
Was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids,
math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Hey, Amy, what brings you to our neck of the woods?
Your neurology department loaned me a culture of prions for my research on bovine spongiform encephalopathy.
She popped by to borrow a cup of mad cow disease.
It's hard to make degenerative brain maladies hilarious, and yet somehow you do it.
That's fun to have in a lunchroom.
The real fun starts when you get to pick the rat you're gonna feed it to, and maybe you choose the beady-eyed little mother who's been biting you all week.
Please, we're eating. Can we get that off the table and change the subject?
Can we? Stand back. Well, I turn this conversation into a converse sensation.
This time, it's your fault.
100 alphabetized topics from artichoke, come on people, it's just a giant thistle, to the onomana poetry of sleep.
Amy, how long would it take for that mad cow disease to kill me?
I don't know, 4 or 5 years?
No, it's not gonna do it.
Bernadette keeps texting me pictures of Penny in bridesmaid dresses.
They're out shopping right now?
Yeah.
Just the two of them?
I guess.
That's cool. That's cool.
Why are they asking me about this stuff? What guy knows what a sweetheart neckline is?
Leonard's coming down the home stretch. Come on, Horsey, you can do this.
am. Come on, thigh muscles, you can do this. Yes, first place. I would have been a great jockey if I weren't too tall. I'm scared of horses. Sheldon, you're up.
What?
Come on, it's your turn. We said we'd get more fresh air.
Sorry, I'm a little distracted. I can't seem to get in touch with Amy. I tried email, video chat, tweeting her, posting on her Facebook wall, texting her, nothing.
Did you try calling her on the telephone?
The telephone. Now, Leonard, in your own simple way, you may be the wisest of us all. Voicemail. Curiouser and curiouser.
If you're worried, we can go over there and see if she's all right.
Okay. You know, I heard in the news a bobcat has been spotted in her neighborhood.
I don't think Amy was eaten by a bobcat.
Who thinks Amy was eaten by a bobcat?
You do?
Leonard, I was just mentioning an interesting local news item. Now, thanks to you, I'm worried Amy's been eaten by a bobcat.
Forget about the bobcat.
How can I? You won't stop talking about it.
Everybody hurts. Sometimes everybody cries. Everybody hurts. Sometimes.
She sounds weepy. I don't like weepy. Let's go.
She's your friend. Step up. Amy. 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 Bye.
Where are you going?
I'm single. I don't need this crap.
Sheldon, what are you doing here?
You didn't respond to any of my electronic communications.
I wanted to be alone.
Would you like to talk about it? And keep in mind that no is a perfectly viable answer.
Sheldon, my world is crumbling around me.
Point of order. As you're in distress, it would be customary for me to offer you a hot beverage. But I'm a guest in your home, so it would be customary for you to offer me a beverage. How do you want to proceed vis-a-vis beverages?
It doesn't matter. Nothing matters.
If you'd like to take your mind off what's troubling you, word on the street is a bobcat has been spotted.
Penny and Bernadette went shopping for bridesmaids' dresses without me.
And that made you feel sad?
Yes.
I knew it. You just keep going. I guess I'm good at this.
It's just I thought they liked hanging out with me, but I guess I was fooling myself.
When they were over here, did you fail to offer them a beverage? Because I could see how that could stick in someone's craw.
Sheldon, I'm going to ask you something, and I'd like you to keep an open mind.
Always.
At this moment, I find myself craving human intimacy and physical contact.
Oh, boy. You know ours is a relationship of the mind.
Proposal. One wild night of torrid lovemaking that soothes my soul and inflames my loins.
Counter proposal. I will gently stroke your head and repeat, "Aw, who's a good Amy?"
How about this? French kissing. 7 minutes in heaven, culminating in second base.
Neck massage. Then you get me that beverage.
We cuddle. Final offer.
Very well. Oh, boy.
Ha ha.
I'm just saying, second base is right there.